Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
did you let Makai Medina? Allah did you get a fire marwa? Overly Makaja Jabra, or a Titima Medina, or Julia and Mamadora Solana.
Mother Moose. Time goes by, flowers start to bloom with the beauty. their future, or how they need you in every way.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Thank you. down. We've no intentions of getting back up until you drift away, slip away for the day. But tell me, who's gonna pick you up when the blood flows from your head? Who's gonna take the blame for all the things you said last night? Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can mend won't go away. Can you remember? You were everybody's friend, but the problems you can mend won't go away.
Shadowed, he was floating in the ether. He was floating. just chatting. The driver got out his mobile phone, pointing. He was lying on the road, across the party's phones and lips.
Walk this road anymore. us home anymore.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
It's good to see you, comrade, but it's sad you had to come, leaving the struggle behind. But the fighting goes on out here and at home, and victory will be ours in time. Is it true what we've heard, that there's blood on the streets, tear gas and smoke in the air, and the prison walls tremble with the whispers and cries of pain, revolt and despair? They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, but the tree still stands. The tree still stands. It's a route locked to the land. And is it true what we've heard, many voices are quiet, that once led our freedom songs, and the writers and thinkers who inspired our fight are finding it hard to go on? If we name you some names, will you tell us which friends are banished, missing and jailed? And which, tell us gently, of the comrades we loved have had their bodies turned bloodless and pale? They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, but the tree still stands. The tree still stands. It's a route locked to the land. It's summer at home now, winter's coming out here. It's hard to bear the cold. And we dream of the sun, but we wake up in fear at the look of repression it holds. We remember the prison and the days on the run. We remember the last clasp of hands. And our blood runs much faster when we hear what you've done to continue the fight for the land. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, but the tree still stands. The tree still stands. It's a route locked to the land. We understand by the tremble of your hands and the quietness of your voice that you'd rather face the enemy on the ground that you know, if you were given half the choice. But we're building an army, and there's work to be done. The enemy is ruthless and strong, and the bones of our friends and our comrades will lie in an earth that is free before long. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree, leaves from a tree. They tear down our comrades like leaves from a tree, but the tree still stands. The tree still stands. It's a root locked to the
job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Aspo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, But that's not Barney's way. They can't see why. He always wants to be alone. So they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, put funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor. Made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Thank you. Kafuzalam, oh Kafuzalam, riding on a donkey. Oh Kafuzalam, Kafuzalam, oh Kafuzalam, riding on a donkey.
Story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. And the squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. But the old woman hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. This old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed, and in she went. Poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, oh son, oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy, and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main.